This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The presidential candidates have focused on several major health care issues this year. That's no surprise, but some experts say they are surprised that stem cell research remains at center stage. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on how this research became a major topic.
A week after the death of former president and Alzheimer's disease patient Ronald Reagan in July, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry devoted his party's Saturday radio address to the topic of embryonic stem cell research. Kerry cited, among other things, Nancy Reagan's pleas for stem cell research to address Alzheimer's and other ailments.
Today, more than 100 million Americans have illnesses that one day could be cured or treated with stem cell therapy. Stem cells could replace damaged heart cells or cells destroyed by cancer, offering a new lease on life to those suffering from diseases that once came with a certain death sentence.
The Kerry campaign has taken aim directly at President Bush's policy on embryonic stem cell research. Announced in August of 2001, it limits federal funding of research using embryonic stem cells to cell lines that were already in existence at the time. Creating an embryonic stem cell line involves first destroying a 5 to 7 day old embryo. In practice, the policy has limited funding to about 24 cell lines, which advocates for embryonic stem cell research say is insufficient. Among those advocates were the late actor Christopher Reeve, who was paralyzed in a horseback riding accident, and actor Michael J. Fox, who suffers from Parkinson's disease. Fox recently starred in a television ad for Kerry.
John Kerry strongly supports stem cell research. George Bush is putting limits on it.
The president, however, strongly defended his policy at the presidential debate in St. Louis earlier this month.
Embryonic stem cell research requires the destruction of life to create a stem cell. I'm the first president ever to allow funding, federal funding, for embryonic stem cell research.
That's true, but it's also true that before he allowed it, Mr. Bush stopped plans set in place by the Clinton administration to start funding. It took President Bush nearly 7 months to come up with a policy he hoped would satisfy both his anti-abortion and pro-science constituencies. Supporters of the president's policy, including Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, say the Kerry camp is overhyping the promise of embryonic stem cell research, which has yet to produce a single treatment for any human disease.
It is cruel to people who have disabilities and chronic disease, and on top of that, it's dishonest. And I can tell you as a physician who's treated scores of thousands of patients that you don't give them false hope.
Political analysts say there are good reasons Senator Kerry has seized on stem cell research as a campaign issue. Bob Linden teaches at the Harvard School of Public Health. He says the issue highlights complaints that the Bush administration has politicized science.
A lot of citizens can understand both the moral debate, but also the possibilities of medical research finding cures for Alzheimer's, diabetes, and Parkinson's. And that if decisions are made not to go ahead with that, then that has something to do with some political decision making.
Blendon says there's another reason the issue appeals to Kerry. It splits the president's base of religious conservatives. Among those supporting embryonic stem cell research are some who are vehemently opposed to abortion.
Searching for cures for terrible diseases tends to find a sort of center in American life where people are willing to go further beyond their normal beliefs if it really would lead to a cure or treatment for one of these horrible, debilitating diseases. So it clearly separates out a share of Republican voters who would be uncomfortable that their leadership didn't support going ahead if there were really the possibility of cures for these diseases.
The high profile of the stem cell issue got even higher with Reeve's death last week. Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards said Kerry's plan would help people like Reeve, quote, get up out of their wheelchairs and walk. Frist accused Edwards of being crass and opportunistic, but the exchange has kept the policy in the news, which is just what Kerry wants. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.